Tennis going on in Brisbane and tennis going on in Perth. And a man who's been watching the tennis in Perth for the ABC is Pete Mercado, who joins us. Hello, Pete.
Hello, Kev. Nice to be with you. Happy New Year to you. And how many times have you back announced that song in your career?
Oh, don't ask me. Seriously.
100?
Oh, yeah, it would be easily a bit of ELO in there. Anyway, Perth turning on to some good conditions and some good weather and some good tennis for the Hopman Cup.
If you like really hot, Kev, then you're right in the right place. 39 degrees at the moment. It's only 2 in the afternoon, so it might get a little bit hotter. It's going to be 39 tomorrow as well. So, look, it is tough conditions for the players, no doubt about that. But this is what they want. They want the simulated conditions like they're going to get in Melbourne over the next couple of weeks. It's a great arena. It's a great venue. And all the talk, of course, has been about Roger Federer. But there have been other players, Kev, amazingly, that have been playing this tournament as well.
What? Apart from Rog? Really?
I know. I mean, if you look at all the Channel 7 promos that have been running, running a lot of them about Roger Federer. And fair enough, too. I mean, they had the biggest crowd here in Perth for the Hopman Cup or in the whole of WA to see a tennis match. 13,500 people. They packed the arena. I think it's the first time out to a final where I've seen it this packed for just one guy coming back. And really, Roger didn't disappoint last night. I think probably one of the easier matches he would like coming back to against Dan Evans when he got the likes of Richard Gasquet and Sasha Zverev to come. It will get more difficult as he goes along. But you know, he ticked all the boxes, did all the right things. He's had a wonderful preparation. He's been training really hard. And he's been ready for a little while now, and he just proved that. Very little signs of rust out there last night, and just dominated right from the very first ball and looking very, very good.
Is this his swan song year? We've sort of talked about this a fair bit on this radio station the last couple of week or so since he's been in the country, and we've been having a look at him and the way he's going about things. What do you think?
No, I think he can keep going. As long as he stays injury-free, Kev, I think he'll be fine for at least another couple of years. But I think the good thing about Roger is, you know, even if that ranking drops, so he drops to top 20 or top 30, people will still be turning up to watch him.
Yeah, so that's true.
And I would hope that if he does decide to retire, whether it's through injury or otherwise, hopefully it's not through injury and he just makes a decision that he gives everyone plenty of notice that it is actually happening, so we do have time to say farewell. Because, you know, for a guy who's been off the tour for 6 months, for him to draw the crowds that he has here, first time since 2002 that he's come back, you'd just love to see him, go out on top rather than sort of sliding down the rankings. But, you know, if he chooses to keep playing and keep travelling the world and doing it, then why not? Because he's still going to draw a crowd whether he wins or loses.
Do you get a sense of whether he's one of those blokes who will just sort of walk off the court one day and we won't see him again, or will he remain in the game? Or I'm not quite sure where I pick Rog.
No, well, I don't think he's sort of wanting to necessarily walk over to the commentary box. I imagine a lot of media outlets would be throwing a lot of money at him to do it. Whether he decides to take up coaching, probably not. I mean, he's got his charitable foundations and those sort of things, but also just, you know, having time to spend with his kids. He's got two sets of twins, so he's got enough on his plate there, I reckon, and a fair superannuation plan, I think, would be working at the moment with all of the Grand Slams that he's won.
I don't think he's got a lot to worry about there.
Yeah, well, he could have all the endorsement deals and sponsorships and all that sort of stuff where he just, you know, turns up to events and things like that and still earns a decent amount of money from those too. So he doesn't need to make a career out of the game. So, look, at this stage, you'd say he probably would just make a decision just to, you know, have a bit of a quieter life. And he'd seen from time to time turning up at tournaments. They'll get him into the Grand Slams and playing. Maybe he might even play the Legends events. You never know. But, you know, he's done had a lot of service to the game already. So you wouldn't begrudge him if he decided to have a couple of years away from it.
No, but he's going to be one of the great statesmen of the game when he does retire, isn't he? He's going to have that Rod Laver-type statesman thing about him.
Absolutely. And wherever he goes, he'll still draw a crowd, whether he's playing in the Legends event or not. So, look, that's just the mark of the man, that he can still, you know, deliver each and every time, whether he's playing or not. So, yeah, he's going to be a big draw card, and you'd be wanting to pay a premium to get his services.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, whilst the result of the Hopman Cup is not of paramount importance to anybody, and I'm sure most people wouldn't even be able to tell you who won it last year, how is it unfolding at the moment?
Well, I will, because I was here last year, Kevin.
Yeah, I know you could. I'll tell you there'd be problems if you couldn't, but never mind.
It's just a good memory test, really. 12 months ago, we were doing this, really.
Yeah.
At the moment, the USA is looking pretty good. They've been out on court today. They've got wrapped up the tie against Spain 2-0. They're playing the mixed doubles fast four at the moment. They're looking pretty good. Coco Vandeweghe, Jack Sock with their team this year. And they won 3-0 the other day. They're off to a good start today. They're a big chance of making the final. Big tie coming up for Australia tonight. They play the Czech Republic. Unfortunately, obviously, with all the problems that Petra Kvitova's had, she's not here this year. So it means a slightly depleted team. So Daria Gavrilova and Nick Kyrgios shouldn't have too many problems tonight. Obviously, the Swiss were so great yesterday, winning 3-0. So, look, they're right in the box seat to have a big chance of making the final. They've got France and Germany to contend with next up. So, look, we are seeing some good competition all the way through. There have been some really good men's matches over the past couple of day sessions. We had the Feliciano Lopez and Jack Sock that went to three sets today, which is an interesting match. Sasha Zverev and Richard Gasquet yesterday. So, you know, with the players who they are getting, they're getting a good caliber of player playing, and it's quite even matches.
And the Hopman Cup is an event. It sort of has it found its perfect place. Is it going to move to the new venue when the new venue opens over there?
Well, it already is in the new venue.
Oh, it is in there
playing
now.
In the Perth Arena. Okay. So they have played for the past couple of years that year, which is a little bit different to the Burswood Dome when that was up and running, where they obviously started the tournament and continued it on. So it's obviously away from that particular Burswood area. And it's great because it's in the middle of town. There's plenty of parking options, public transport. You can get to train to the city and just walk down. The Perth Arena here is the multi-purpose venue. So they play netball here. The Wildcats play their games. All the major concerts, when they come to Perth, they come to this arena. It's got the retractable roof over the top, bit of air-conditioned seating too. So it's an ideal spot. And, you know, the crowds do warm to it. I mean, obviously, the huge crowds for Roger Federer and a large crowd for the Australians as well. And then it sort of tends to drop away from there just because they play day and night. But, yeah, it's an ideal venue and an ideal place and really a good way for the players to start off the year. I think starting it off the first week of the year, where they can have either next week off or move into tournament play next week before the Australian Open, is ideal, and they really respond to it.
Yeah, and that the guaranteed games thing's obviously the thing that attracts the players the most. Good on you, Pete. Always good to catch up. Enjoy the 39-degree heat. Dear, oh dear. We'll enjoy that. I'm glad the roof will be over and you'll have a bit of air conditioning in there.
Oh, I look forward to it. Don't worry, I'm outside at the moment. It is quite warm, but I'm acclimatising nicely for the next 3 weeks.
Good on you, Pete. Appreciate your time. Pete McCarty joining us there from the Hopman Cup in Perth.